Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies.
Welcome
so blue
to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
And clouds.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son.
Bright, blessed day.
I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And good morning to everyone. A little dreary out there. It's not a great weekend with the rain. It seems like it's going to be full of rain all day today. And then going forward, it looks like a chance of rain pretty much every day for the next, like, 7 days. I guess April showers do bring May flowers, right? We've said this before to try and figure it out, but, man, I could do without a little bit of rain here and there so we could have some sunny days and figure it all out, but I digress. Anyways, things are starting to really flow in the garden, starting to wake up. You're starting to see the trees are waking up. The trees are popping their buds. They're doing a lot of different things that they've done all winter, right? That's just part of waking up. It's pretty awesome. You drive down the street and you're starting to see all the different color leaves pop out, all the different everything really popping out. It's great to see. It just gives you that great feeling that spring is here. And we are ready for it, all of it, right? We're definitely looking forward to you having the spring season upon us. And again, like I said, like a little bit less rain, but we'll need it long term. We definitely will. You can tell that, you know, some of that drought from last year still in effect. Some of the areas still have it, obviously. So, you know, what are you going to do? So it's still a perfect time right now to be applying your first application for fertilizer, so your crabgrass control, or if you're doing if you're seeding, looking at doing, you know, something along the lines of, you know, that crabgrass control with a seeding, so that fertilizer together. There's only one real variety out there. But it is a good thing to do if you're looking to prevent the crabgrass. You've had crabgrass for years, or, you know, you just can't get rid of it. Now is the time to take care of it. Doesn't mean you're necessarily done with crabgrass. You know, that's one of the things that when when we put the crabgrass preventer down, a lot of people kind of just assume, all right, well, I put the crabgrass preventer down. It's not going to show up. We're good. That's, you know, not the case, really. A lot of this has to do with taking control of it for a longer period before we get to that point of, you know, total control. It does take some time. It's not easy. But if you can take care of it, it will be worth it in the long term. So, now is the time to be using some sort of crabgrass control so that, so that you're ready for, you know, you've taken control and you're not worrying about it. The next application of a crabgrass can actually come about 6 weeks from now instead of doing a weed and feed if you notice that you have a very hard impact on the, on crabgrass with less other weeds, right? So it's something to think about, something to look at, something that we'll discuss as time goes on today. But it is one of those things where this multiple applications of the crabgrass are worth it to help take care of your lawn for the seasons to come, because it just could end up being, you know, crabgrass for years to come. I haven't seen any crabgrass start to pop out yet. I've mostly just seen the dead. Excuse me. I've seen the dead from last year as I try to clean up a little bit. And that's it so far. The temperatures, they fluctuated so much. The soil temperatures were ready, and they are ready for it. You can see it with the lawn, but it hasn't popped as much. I think we need a little bit more of that, you know, heat, the longevity, and lasting heat, not just like a couple days, right? So that's something that hasn't happened yet. So that means we still have plenty of time as that preventative, right? And so that's what we're thinking about. Now our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're just getting started. So plenty of time for you to give us a call with any of your gardening questions. And we will do what we can to help you out. Notice a lot of people are starting to get that first mowing done. You know, the grass is starting to grow, starting to get a little bit of height to it. So it's good to see that we're seeing a lot of that growth. Now, if you notice that the lawn has completely come back from last year's drought, then that's a good thing. But if you notice that there's still some issues, and when I say issues, I mean more of some brown patches, those types of things, you know, it really would make sense for you to put seed down for the season. It's definitely something that, you know, it's, if you saw brown patches in the fall and they did not come back in the fall, you're definitely going to need to reseed because that lawn is not going to come back. If you did see green and it came back, it might be worth using some seed at some point this season just to make the lawn thicker, right? So that there's less weeds, there's less invasive anything, right? You know, in the lawn, and it's more of the actual lawn that you are paying attention to and doing the work for. So, just something to think about. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to that. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Bob's in New Hampshire.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
of it a year or so ago, but this year it's all over the place. There's a garden I volunteer in town that this year was absolutely carpeted with the stuff. And I've spent many hours yanking it out. I'm a little worried that if a herbicide won't kill it before it goes to seed. You know, it has a characteristic that if you let it go to seed and you touch it, the seeds just explode all over the place. It's like getting sand thrown in your face, you know?
Yep.
I don't know if you've encountered it. Got any tips? You know, I've tried pulling it as much as I can, also mowing very short, so you clip off any flowers that are sticking up.
So the biggest thing, like you're trying to do, right, is to get it ahead of time before it gets to any flower or anything along those lines.
Right.
The herbicide that I know is more of a synthetic, and I've seen it work a number of times. We can discuss it on the other side of the break because there's a few things to it. It's not just a spray and done type thing. So hang tight for me.
Yep.
For everyone else, phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. Back in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we're talking with Bob in regards to Harry Bittercrest. So a couple things about Harry Bittercrest that, for those who don't know, it kind of, at first glance from afar, it almost looks like a clover, just in that clump form. But then when you get up close, you notice it really is, and it's a lot different. So it's one of those things at first, you're kind of like, is it? No, it's not. Secondly, it grows in clumps, and it easily reseeds. It's a weed that really just goes quickly, and it loves cold-ish, rainy weather. It is one that as the heat starts to show, it will kind of control itself, but that means it just goes dormant until the next season. So it's just, it's not a easy one to take care of. The mowing control can do it over time, like you were discussing, Bob. It's just, it has a deep root system. And so that deep root system will stay there for, you know, good amount of time, creating, it having to come back year after year. So they, you know, the real control and everything I know about it is more of a synthetic control, because it will control it to the root, because you need to go down to the root, because when pulling it, it usually leaves a root, because it has a very deep tap root. And so what happens is the, you cut it or pull it, and that root is still there, and then it just comes back from it. So that's why the synthetic product is the way that really takes care of it and kills it. And that synthetic product would be a product like the chickweed, clover, and oxalis killer, or Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide.
Yeah. So what's is it? Triclopyr would be the big ingredient, or
so the 2,4-D is the big ingredient, and in, I believe both of these 2,4-D is the one that has the lasting effect to it. So that's the one that I would be looking at doing. They were, you know, some of the things that I've read up on will say to prevent it. There's no like real like product to just prevent it, but in the spring, one of the ways to prevent it is to mulch the areas if it's like a garden bed, so that it keeps the moisture out. Keeps the weeds down, you know, preventatively, that type of thing. And going forward, the mowing is just going to take some time to really do it.
I found a couple websites. This one from the University of Ohio, and they talk about emphasize pre-emergence for the seed. But the problem with that is you'd have to apply it everywhere, you know.
Yeah, it's it's not one where you could just put it down. Exactly, and that's where the problem is. The one thing that I was reading as well, there's some new, they're not new, but they've been around for a number of years. There's, if you wanted to just hand pull it, there's that like dandelion root puller where it kind of is deeper. That's the type of mechanism that they want you to use to pull the weed because it can get a deeper root. Instead of just hand pulling.
I found that if I twist it as I pull it,
yep,
it kind of helps, you know, because it kind of gathers up all stems and gives you a good grip on the thing. I haven't seen, I found the root system to be more hairy, you know, I'm not a taproot, but more of a diffuse root system. But anyway, it just amazes me that it's just out of, you know, a year or two, it's just come out of nowhere.
Yeah,
and
so
it's everywhere.
And it's one of those things where as we have a warmer spring, early spring, and things start to wake up, and then it gets to that cold, cool rain, that's where it really just takes over. So that's kind of what the major thing is on it.
I just saw the weather report. They're predicting 3 inches of rain, right?
All right. Have a good one. We got to take a break.
Do you want to stay all natural? Then use all-season oil from Bonide to control aphids, mealybugs, mites, and scale in your vegetable and flower garden. Also great for your trees and shrubs. Also new and all-natural, a Japanese beetle killer with pyrethrum. And for your flower and rose garden, Rose RX 3-in-1 for organic rose and flower gardening. That's Bonide, where gardening isn't scary.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA News Update. A search still on for the man who allegedly killed 5 people at a Texas home after his neighbors asked him to stop shooting his rifle. The White House holding the correspondents' dinner last night, the night not without controversy.
The group called Climate Defiance assembled approximately 75 people as they tried to block the Washington Hilton entrance, protesting what they said were President Biden's broken promises regarding fossil fuel projects. The group used banners, posters, and even a brass band to get attention. I'm Jerry Barmash.
At least 14 people hospitalized after a roof collapse in Columbus, Ohio, but it didn't collapse on them. It collapsed under them. Between 15 and 45 people were standing on the roof when they heard a crack and the roof collapse. Corey Myers, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite.
A garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And welcome back to the Paul Farron Garden Club. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you know, I subscribe to a number of different newsletters just to get some information, right? And I got a email this morning, actually, I believe, first thing. And it was from, let's see, who's the... It's Jessica Damiano from the Weekly Dirt. It's actually, it's just some really cool information, Weekly. What caught my attention was the title of No Mo May or No Way. Now, you've heard me talk about it a number of times. And, you know, the benefits, all these things. And... yes, you brought up some good points of why she's on the fence. And you know what? It's a couple things. You know, I looked at it at the effects afterwards, right? After the No Mo May. And then she brought up a really good point that I wanted to put out there. Again, this is all up to you on what it is, you know, if you want to do it or not. But the point that she brought up was, you know, with concern about weeds and invasive plants running rampant, because they do when they're left unchecked, it could lead homeowners to use chemical pesticides in June, which, in her opinion, would be worse than mowing in May. I didn't really think of that part. I thought about the after effects of the cutting of the lawn and having to get back to it and what you're doing, all those things. But here, that's the thing, right? It's going to have some more weeds. You're going to have some more of those types of things. And you're going to end up probably using chemicals to take care of it, right? Because at that point, it's been overrun for over a month. The first real heavy month of weed growth. So it could be an issue. Plus, you know, and we know that the idea is, you know, to bring the pollinators and the beneficial insects. But with that brings the other insects that we don't want, like ticks, mosquitoes, fleas, right? Once you cut the lawn, they're still there. Now we've just brought them there. So it's interesting, interesting take on it, interesting thought. You know, I'm open for all of it. I think it's a great conversation to have, right? And just kind of figure it out. You know, another point from this is a lot of times with the overgrown lawn, it's, you know, it is difficult to mow, but with the grass being taller, longer, there's more shade underneath to those weeds that are there, and it retains moisture, which means you could have fungus issues. So at the same time, we're using a fungicide. So just a couple other thoughts to it, because really, you know, great idea in essence. I think it really is, and there's a number of different things, and you've heard me talk about this either way. I'm for it if that's what you want to do. But it is, you know, my biggest thing is worrying about the after effects. And maybe if you're looking at doing something along those lines, is maybe leaving just a section, not doing the whole area, right? Because tomorrow's the first day of May, right? So that's what we're thinking about. No mow May, right? Sounds like the perfect, like, New England saying. No mo may. But the fact of the matter is we gotta think about it before we do it. And if you, you know, are on the fence about it, honestly, I would maybe not do it and think about the long-term effects of it. Because, you know, it is a good thing, but it can be a bad thing. With the longevity, you know, the long-term effects of it. So just keep it all in mind. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, if you are, you know, getting ready for the season, we're not too far away from planting outdoors in containers, you know, getting those annuals out there, the more the non-cold tolerant annuals are starting to come out, right? We're getting to that point. You need to find the right potting mix. And really, they're not all created equal. The Espoma Organic Potting Mix is just what you need to keep your container plants happy and healthy. It's heavy enough to anchor the plant, but light enough to give the roots the perfect balance of air and moisture. You can feel the difference the first time you grab a handful from the bag. Espoma calls this the touch test. Espoma Organic Potting Mix contains only the finest natural ingredients, plus Mycotone, a special blend of mycorrhizae that builds stronger roots. Use it indoors and out for flowers and vegetables and see why Espoma Organic Potting Mix is the best. You'll grow bigger, more beautiful plants with bountiful blooms. Espoma Organic Potting Mix is just one of a complete line of all-natural potting mixes and plant food from the makers of Hollytone. Organic Potting Mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Now, I bring this up because we're about a little over 2 weeks before the last frost, right? We're getting there. Spring is here. We're getting into that late spring feel, so we can start our veggies outside. We can start our annuals outside. So we want to really look at, you know, do we have the right area? Are we putting it in the ground? Are we doing containers this year? That's what we need to look at. And if we're going containers, you want the best soil, and that's why the Espoma soil is out there. It is a great soil to get you to where you need to be for the season. So just keep it in mind. We also want to think about at this point, fertilizing, right? If you haven't already, looking at your arborvitaes, your boxwoods, your rhododendrons, azaleas, your mountain laurels, right? Your junipers. Any of your deciduous hydrangeas, you know, your butterfly bush, all those types of things. Do you remember if they had issues during the summer? They most likely did. Well, those drought issues could still be affecting them to the point where they're just coming back. And the best thing to do is make sure it's fed to take care of it. So using a fertilizer to take care of your plants should be done right now. This is the time frame that you should be doing, right? Early spring, as the time starts to show, as the time starts to, you know, longer in the day, warmer days, all those things, our plants waking up, growing its new leaves, all these things, you want to make sure you're giving something back to it. So if we do have a drought, again, it's ready for it. Right now, it doesn't feel like we're going to have a drought, right? Just, you look at the weather says rain for the next 10 days-ish, right? Or the possibility of rain, right? So, it's something to really think about. So just, you know, keep it in mind when you're looking at these things. So, anyways, our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Again, just with the fertilization, making sure it's done early in the season is going to just help the longevity of the plant. And then re-fertilizing at half the rate in the fall is going to help with the longevity, help with your plant, especially if we have a drought. I feel as though our droughts happen almost every single year, no matter what. So I try to plan ahead and plan for the worst, right? Plan for the fact that it's probably going to happen. It doesn't necessarily mean that it will happen. But if we plan for the worst and make sure our plants, our lawn, everything is taken care of and ready for it, then we end up better from it. Our plants thrive. Our lawns thrive. Everything starts to be a little bit better because we're prepared for it. Instead of being reactive and then trying to fix something here or there. So, something to keep in mind as the, you know, seasons go on is taking care of things ahead of time. Being proactive versus reactive. Because a lot of the same weeds, a lot of the same issues happen year after year unless you control them. It's one thing to identify them, it's the next thing to control them and take care of it or prevent it. Now, sounds a little crazy to think about as well, but in the next couple weeks, thinking about using, you know, a product like Hydratein on your lawn. While the rain is here, while the moisture is here, that Hydratein will help water your lawn. And we think about it now as a preventative for when we do have something along the lines of a drought. But why not look for it now and use it in the next couple weeks so that as we get into May and not as many rain showers happen, then we get into the warm temperatures of June, we're prepared, right? Your lawn is thriving because of it. So just some things to be thinking about ahead of time. We're not just doing this, you know, each year when there's a major issue. You know, it's the same thing about looking at like a lawn that, you know, a lawn seed that is drought resistant, you need to get it established before it can be drought resistant. Right? So you can't just throw it down, water it a few times, and be like, eh, it's drought resistant. You have to get it established. It's all preventative. It's all early. That's what I'm talking about when it comes to a lot of these things, is getting ahead of the issue. Now, if you have some questions, you can call us here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonide has the answer. Bonide 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient ready-to-use spray.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
John's in Wrentham, Mass.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
I'm calling because I got those knockout roses.
Yep.
And I know you said, you know, you cut them back around April 15th or when the Red Sox stopped playing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I did that, and I cut them back probably, like they're like four feet tall. I cut off the first, like, foot of them, and then I kind of thinned them out. But they look really, like, dead. They're coming up. I see shoots coming up from the very low parts near the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But the top of them still look very brown and not very good. I'm kind of worried about it.
Okay, so a couple things I would do is, you know, the first thing I would look at for those is scratch the bark on the top and see if there's some green underneath it. It might just be a little bit behind, because the growth will start from the lower parts and then work its way up as the root system wakes up. So that could be part of the problem. That being said, if it is still green under there and maybe it's a little bit behind, this would be a good time to use a product like Rose Tone to fertilize the roses, to kind of give them something as, you know, to give them some food so that they are starting to wake up and thrive a little bit more for you. You know, the one thing about a knockout rose is they're pretty resilient to everything, right? They, you know, they don't have a issue with drought very much. They don't get a lot of diseases or anything, you know, those types of things. So They kind of come back and do their thing. So I think what could be happening is it's just behind a little bit. But again, I would check the bark. Now, if the bark is, brown underneath it, you're probably going to have to cut a little bit deeper than, you know, from, you know, cut a little bit more than just that foot that you've cut in back, right? You want to make sure it's a little bit further down. And what you're going to find is, what you're going to look for is where there's a difference in the bark. You sometimes, if it is dead, you can get to a point where you almost see like a line. It's not like a straight line, but it can be like curved a little bit where the good growth is and the dead growth is.
Yeah.
And so we're going to want to follow that and go about an inch below that, you know, where the good growth is. So an inch below where the dead and good growth are so that it's a clean cut. It's, you know, because what you see on the outside is what you can, is only what you can see. There could be inside a little bit where it goes a little bit deeper into the tissue and you're not seeing it. So that's why we want to go about an inch below it and kind of clean all those areas out. But I would say that, you know, some of it could just be, you know, not completely ready for the season. It's just waking up and getting there. So I think that's part of it. Like I said, use a rose tone fertilizer. I'd look at something to help prevent anything. But, you know, again, the knockout roses don't really have insects, diseases, so you don't necessarily have to look at preventing for these guys. I want to say it has a lot to do with the weather, the ups and downs of the weather, how we've had, you know, a couple sunny days and then it rains for like a week. That can affect that top growth a little bit more. So just keep that in mind. You know, I would say in another week to 10 days, if it's still kind of going that way and you see some green, if you see green under the brown and it's still going that way, you might just want to say, all right, I might cut it back anyways.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Sounds good. Very good. Thank you.
All right, John. You have a great rest of your day.
Yep, you too.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few minutes with more of your gardening questions, so stay tuned.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.